Massachusetts headquartered EO Vista announced that it has completed the sensor final design review for the Space Force's Electro-Optical Infrared Weather System program. When it goes into full service, the EWS program will provide enhanced weather imaging capabilities beyond those performed by the Defense Meteorological Satellite program, which is nearing its end of life, EO Vista said Thursday. In a statement, the company said it is building EOV-1, which was described as a modernized, electro-optical infrared weather sensor, in order to deliver cloud characterization and theater weather imagery to meet the Department of Defense's critical need for, up-to-the-minute, high-quality, weather products. Stephen Wien, president of EO Vista, said the process of integrating hardware and software for the EOV-1 weather sensor has begun, adding that engineering development units are already running, and flight hardware has started to arrive at the company's facility. The EO Vista team is fully committed to bringing next-generation, extremely affordable, high-performance weather imaging from space to the Space Force, he assured. EO Vista said that EOV-1 is a high-performance multispectral weather imaging payload designed for space-based environmental monitoring in support of military operations. The EOV-1 sensor has been designed in parallel with Atmospheric and Environmental Research's modern, high-throughput, cloud-based, weather data processing chain. Working in tandem, the EOV-1 sensor and the air processing chain provide a complete end-to-end theater weather imaging and cloud characterization capability for the Space Force. EO Vista is a manufacturer of airborne and spaceborne electro-optical sensors and is a subsidiary of General Atomics Electromagnetic Systems.